Lawyers for 33 death row inmates will argue this week before the Tennessee Supreme Court that the state's execution methods are cruel and unusual. It's a case that could help determine whether lethal injection remains legal in the United States, WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
There are several cases across the country that challenge lethal injection. This one is about the use of a sedative called pentobarbital. 20 states have either used the drug or have plans to, but it's never been determined to be constitutional, says the Death Penalty Information Center's Robert Dunham.
So whichever way this turns out, if it turns out in favor of the state, it's very likely that the death row prisoners will file what's called a petition for certiorari, asking the United States Supreme Court to review the decision. And if the prisoners win, and they win on federal law grounds, it's likely that the state prosecutors will ask the United States Supreme Court to review the decision.
Lethal injection remains the main method of execution nationwide, though it faces an uncertain future. Pharmaceutical companies have stopped supplying the drugs needed, and courts have questioned whether the current methods are as painless as states have claimed. Those are among the reasons why Tennessee hasn't put anyone to death for nearly 7 years. If the courts do strike down lethal injection, Tennessee lawmakers have approved a fallback, the electric chair. But that method also faces constitutional questions. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.